Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, and we got an awesome show that's getting ready to jump off right now. But first and foremost, man, we pay bills around here. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Podcast Show. We got to pay bills before we jump in, you know, head first. We got a lot to talk about. I got the relationship truth of the week that I got to drop on your head. Plus, we're going to be discussing how many of us are hard to love and many of us are not even willing to admit it. And those that are willing to admit it, I'll get into it, man. Because you know what? This is a big problem in relationships, and my goal is to make relationships easier for people, right? And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to pay some bills real quick. We'll be back fast, and you can say, I know how it is. We're going to be doing it all day. Every other Wednesday. Real relationship talk. Let's go.
How long you niggas bop? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Nah, already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga, shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to FedCon, that sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. Hands up!
Shows. Shout out to all my homies and all the ladies that, you know, we got shows popping off all week. So make sure you drop by to take a look at it, right? Or take a listen, because it's about that time. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, man, and I got to drop it on y'all head tonight. It's about people understanding what's really hard to love about themselves. And not only understanding it, but accepting it. That's going to be step number one. You got to understand it. You know, and to understand something, sometimes you have to do a little bit of digging. You got to do a little bit of soul searching. You got to do a little bit of, you got to ask some probing questions to the people that you're with, the people that you used to be with. Take a walk back down memory lane and just say, you know what? What made it difficult? Go to your ex and say, what made it difficult to love me? You know, I ain't trying to get back with you or nothing like that. Or, you know, I get it. You moved on with your life or what have you. I respect that. But I'm doing some soul searching. And you know what? Your ex probably won't be able to do nothing but respect that. I mean it, right? Ask that question. Ask them. And once you find out that information, you gather that information, then you gain an understanding of it. Once you gain an understanding of it, then you accept it. Now, this is going to be a hard part, you know, because nobody wants to hear, you know, anything, any opportunities that they might have. Nobody wants to hear what they can do better or what they're not good at or what people don't like about them, right? Especially of the opposite sex or from a relationship perspective. Who want to hear that? Be honest. So that's number one. Well, number one, you got to understand it. You got to do some soul searching. You got to go down memory lane. Number two, you got to accept what you find. Right? And then the third step is going to be the one that I'm going to get in later. But number one and number two, let's talk about it. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break the show into those kind of segments right there. Now, when you're currently in a relationship, there's very little that you see as opportunities, you know, especially for yourself. There's very little that you see. There's very few opportunities of yourself that you see when you're in a relationship, because in relationships, it's the main focus all the time is on what your lover is doing or what your lover is not doing and how does that impact me. That's the biggest focus right there. So if that's the biggest focus, then guess what? You're distracted from what you bring to the table that's unfavorable. You know, how you influence that person to treat you that way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you influence people to treat you a certain way. How many of y'all agree with that? I'm going to pull up Facebook real quick. Let me get Twitter up, all my Twitter heads. And remember, those that are not following on Twitter, get at me on Twitter, at KennyTalkEXP. Get at me on Instagram, at KennyTalk_. And Facebook, the Kenny Talk Experience. Go like that page. Because the other page, I'm proud to say, man, we up to 5,000 friends and we can't get no more. It's all good. Go and like the other page. Like the Real Relationship Talk Show page as well. Okay. So that's going to be a little bit what we're going to talk about. We got to understand it. All right. And a lot of times we're distracted from understanding it, especially when we're still in the relationship. when you are holding others accountable, because we do a whole lot of holding people, our lovers, accountable for certain things. It's the, you're the reason this is this way. Well, when you don't do this, I feel this way. When you do this, you make me feel this way. You act as if you don't care. You're not considerate of how I feel. You blah, blah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, right? But if you notice, all of this is aimed at your lover. So nobody ever sits down and do that soul searching while they're still in a relationship. And that's what I encourage everybody to do, right? If we're going to find out what makes us hard to love. I got a relationship truth that I want to read real quick. Now, this relationship truth is a post that I put out on social media. Those that follow know, those that don't, you know, you need to get in where you fit in at, right? And it's real talk. I mean, I would love to have you. Check it. Here is the relationship truth that I want to share with you guys. I got millions of them. Okay. Now, this is a post that I put out a little while ago. It says, some of our lovers are angry as hell, and it has nothing to do with us. Some of our lovers are angry as hell, and it has nothing to do with us. Nothing at all. Okay. So I know you might be asking, okay, Kenny, what made you choose that one? Let me give you a little dialogue around it as it pertains to we being hard to love. A lot of us are hard to love because we bring baggage over from each relationship, right? And each of these relationships are ending in frustration, ending in disappointment, you know? And that type of baggage piles up over time. And it makes us act a certain way. It makes us do certain things. It makes us not do certain things. It makes us view things in a certain way. It makes us respond in a certain way. It makes us take things that are said and or did to us in a certain way. And this could be the key to making you difficult to love. That was the reason why I chose that one. A lot of us don't focus on that. A lot of us are angry as hell, but it has nothing to do with the person that's in the relationship with us. They just catch the blunt of it, the brunt of it. You know, they catch the rough end of it. They get held accountable. They get it taken out on them, in other words. You know, and I'm sure y'all can follow me when I say that. We've all been in that situation. Let me go to Twitter real quick. What's up, Tweaks? Somebody just added me on Twitter. Kenny Talk, what you say? Sounds like my life. Okay. Hey, man, you know what? Thank you for putting that out there. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check the show out, right? And you know what? Let me go back. Let me jump back on track. Now, we're talking about number one. Number one is just pretty much understanding. And this relationship truth, it kind of ties right into understanding. You know, you're blind. It's like we're blinded from seeing it. So if we're blinded from seeing it, it's going to be hard for us to really understand it. So take the time out, everybody out there right now that's in a relationship, or if you're not in a relationship, if you're single and dating or what have you, I want you to ask the person that you're in a relationship with that question. What makes it difficult to love me, to be with me, to be around me? Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of your lovers, they may not keep it real with you initially, ladies. And I'm speaking for the ladies. They may not keep it real with you up front. And the reason why is because we are protective of women's feelings. Of women's feelings. We're protective of a woman's feelings. So if you come right out the blue, hey, babe, what make it hard to love me? They gonna say, oh, bro, no, baby, you cool. No, baby, I mean, I love, man, this is what I love about you. I love this, I love that, I love. They gonna, don't let them off with that. Because then they're gonna be pretty much looking to appease you, and they wanna get out of the conversation. And that's one of the key ways that we do it. We'll start talking about all the stuff that we do love about. No, I didn't ask you that, bae. I ask you what makes it different. What frustrates you about me? And when you get that, when they start to speak, when you get them to open up about it, do not interrupt them. Do not try to justify it, right? Do not make excuses as to the reason why you do whatever they're speaking about. Give them a chance to speak. That's all I'm saying. When they say something, let them speak. I know it's gonna be bitter. It's gonna be hard to do. Yes, it is. But you just gotta sit there and listen. Take notes if you have to. And when they're done, just simply say thank you. That's number one. So you take that information. If you, ladies, if you're single, right? If you're not in a relationship with anyone, ask your ex. Go back a couple of exes and ask them. Okay? And the reason why I say for a single woman, go back to ask several is because of the fact that what you want to do is look for a trend. Look for a trend. Even if you're in a relationship with someone, ask a couple of exes. I take that back. Ask them and see if you see it. You hear a trend. And if you hear a trend, if you hear something that's being echoed over and over again, if you ask five of your exes, four of your exes, three of your exes, if you hear them saying some of the same stuff over and over again, then, ladies, I need you to understand that that's a red flag. That lets you know that, guess what? It's me. Take that information. Once you get that information, you got to swallow it whole. You got to accept it and say, this, it is what it is. Forget the reasons why you're like that, because that's irrelevant. Forget any justification around why you're like that, or how it was the last person did this, so that's why I'm like this, or forget all of that, because at the end of the day, it's going to be about how it impacts the person that you're with, or is going to impact the person that you want to become. You will stay the person you are holding on to that baggage. Moving right along. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Check it out. Moving right along. You got to accept it, right? And accepting it is going to be difficult. But I want you to weigh the pros and the cons of accepting it. Yeah, it's bitter to the belly right now. It's frustrating. You know, it's uncomfortable to hear these things about yourself, or to gather this stuff, or to know that this is what your exes were saying about you. But if there is a trend, you got to say, all right, I accept it. I accept it. Okay? Once you get to the point to where you accept it, at that point, you have to make sure. You have to make sure that you really accept it. All right. So I know y'all was like, okay, Ken, what the hell is the difference between accepting it and really accepting it? All right. When you accept it, you might verbalize it and say, yes, I do accept it. Okay. But when I say really accept it, I need you to own it. And the only way you can own it, ladies and gentlemen, is you got to start looking at ways to fix it. You can't look at what's comfortable to you. You got to look at how it makes the person that wants to love you feel. If it makes the person that wants to love you uncomfortable, if it makes the person that wants to love you not want to be around you, if it makes the person that wants to love you, it makes it hard for them to do that, then don't you think that's worth changing? This is the person that wants to spend the rest of their life with you, right? And vice versa, fellas, you got to make sure that you go and ask those questions as well. You got to say to yourself, baby, show me exactly what makes it difficult to love me. You have to ask those questions. You got to go and ask four or five of your exes. And if you start to hear a trend, then you got to understand that that's what it is, right? But if you want someone to love you, if you want a woman to hold you down and be there for you, you got to make it worth her while. Not only make it worth her while, you got to compel her to want to do it. We talked about it like in the commitment show. You know, everybody wants a commitment, but they don't want to work at it. See, we got to wake up every morning proving ourselves to our lovers. We got to wake up every morning making this day another day that your lover is going to be happy there with you. Now, let's move right along. So, moving right along. We got it. We got accepting it. And we got really accepting it. We got to own it. And the way you own it is you find a way to fix it. That's one of the things that people rarely do, right? They rarely focus on it. Because you know what? I put a question out there on Facebook. I was like, how many of you are willing to admit at least three things that make it difficult for someone to love you? I got a lot of people that just hit that like button. They didn't even say or put anything, right? But then I got a handful of people, several people that actually just went on, broke it down. Ken, here it is, here it is, here it is. You know, I'm bitter. You know, sometimes I get frustrated easily. I'm controlling. I want what I want. I'm spoiled. You know, I'm a brat. You know, whatever. I'm really, really jealous. I'm really insecure. You know, I can't stand when another woman look at my man and it makes me react in a violent way towards my man, you know, whatever. You know, and they start just spilling all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I said to myself, wow. I said, when we air on Dollhouse Radio next week next week, I got to make sure I make it known that there are some women out there that are not afraid to pretty much accept their flaws, you know. And a lot of times when you say flaws, a lot of people say, well, you know what, I'm looking for somebody to accept me with my flaws. You know what, that's a very selfish thing to say, you know, because why would you want somebody to accept you with your flaws as opposed to accepting you in the process of working on them, being better at it? You know, your flaws don't have to be you. Your flaws shouldn't define you. And when you make a statement like that, like, you're supposed to love me with my flaws, it means you have no intentions of trying to make an attempt to fix them. And you have accepted your flaws as who you are. And I wanted to drop that on y'all head. So number one, let's recap. Number one, we got to understand what makes us hard to love. And the way you understand it is you got to do some research. You got to go back. You got to talk to your exes. You got to talk to your current lover, you know. You got to talk to them. And you got to ask them, not talk to them, just ask them. And when they speak, shut up and take notes. Real talk. Shut up and take notes. And I promise you, wow, you're going to hear them say some things that you're going to be really thankful for. You're going to thank them for that. You're going to be like, man, you know what? Because this is going to be the building blocks to you being a better person. And that should be the only thing that counts. Okay. That should be the only thing that counts, ladies and gentlemen. I got all of your stuff on Facebook. I see you hitting me up. Thank you for listening to the Real Relationship Podcast. I take about 30 minutes to drop something on y'all head to make sure that y'all are informed. But guess what? I can't do this without you guys. The Kenny Talk experience, I can't do this without you. Okay? Because it's your constant feedback. It's your listening. It's your ideas. It's your post that you post on the page and on my pages. And it's the stuff that you inbox me. You know, all of this helps me come up with what I present to you today. Right? Now, you can poke holes in it. You can send me your rebuttals, how you didn't agree with this, how you don't agree with that. That helps, too. I need it. Give it to me. Because I can speak on it. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and I am the one and only Kenny Talk. Now, we just discussed what makes you hard to love. Usher got an album out. What makes him hard to love, right? So he's hard to love, right? Loving me is not going to be easy, baby. Right? So that's why these things that make us hard to love, we can't allow them to define who we are. Does that make sense? We can't allow that to define who we are. We are more than our flaws. If you don't believe that, wow, then you're missing a whole ship. We're going to be back again in about a couple of weeks. I got another great show that I'm going to put out, and I'm still working on the second book. The book is going to drop. Remember, listen to those that are locally, 95.7 Jams, The Vital Show. Kenny Talk does drop a little something as a part of one of the panel members, right? We do our thing. Shout out to the crew, right? Shout out to The Vital Show, and that's 9 o'clock on Sundays, and I be going hard, man. So, salute. It's about that time for us to kind of jump into the final thought. And the final thought is just a little bit of spoken word that I put together. And I love it. I love it. Yes, I do. Dollhouse Radio. What's up, India? Hey, we're going to keep on dropping it, right? 2017 is going to be major for the Real Relationship Podcast Show, as well as it's going to be major for Dollhouse Radio. I bet you that. So let's jump in. What makes you hard to love? That was the discussion tonight. And the final thought goes as follows. Here we go. Now, very few are willing to admit what makes them hard to love, even though we know that no one is perfect. Those that will let you know about their flaws and all believe that despite what they are, that they are worth it. I asked this question and people responded with things like being stubborn or spoiled, having a bad attitude, being possessive, or verbally disrespectful, being impatient, argumentative, and straight up paranoia. Insecure, vindictive, and sometimes ungrateful. All that. Now the list is longer and more specific, depending on how she's treated. Giving her trust to a good man, she won't risk it. But out of all the things that we admit that makes us hard to love, we refuse to lift one finger to try and fix it. That's real. Now we say that's the way I am and I won't change for anyone. I'm going to be who I am. I'm not a phony. The list of things that we know that makes us hard to love is the key to prevent us from being single and lonely. Now, I say it's single and I say it lonely. So that means that you can be single yet not lonely, right? You can be single but yet not lonely. You can be in a relationship and you can be lonely, you know? Because y'all are not on the same page. You're allowing your flaws and what makes you hard to love to drive a wedge between you and the person that wants to love you. Let's fix it, America. Let's fix it. Shout out to everybody that listened. Shout out to everybody that commented. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to read all of them, but a lot of the stuff y'all were saying, I get it, you know. I got a chance to address it, but keep writing me. Keep hollering at your man, Kenny Talk, and I'm going to keep on dropping it, right? It's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio when I'm signing out. But I'd like to say salute to all the fellas out there because I just want to give y'all some game too, man. I got love for the homies out there. I got love for the brothers. But for the women, man, I salute y'all. I'm about women empowerment. This is at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Until next time, Mr. Kenny Talk Experience. Don't go for a wood nickel, and we gone. Safe weekend. Don't go for it. Peace.